In this bulletin, calls for the government to do more to support Australians stranded overseas, Donald Trump's second impeachment trial to begin early next month, and in tennis, Andy Murray to miss the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The federal opposition says the Prime Minister needs to do more to get the 39,000 Australians still stranded overseas home. It comes after National Cabinet agreed to maintain the current limit on international arrivals to Australia until the middle of next month. Caps on the number of international passengers arriving into New South Wales, Western Australia and Queensland have been temporarily halved over concerns about new variants of coronavirus overseas. Labor's health spokesman Chris Bowen says all Australians who want to come home should have the right to.
Australians are Australians whether they are here or they are overseas. They deserve the support of their government. Now, Scott Morrison is standing on the side of the street and watching the state premiers take the load of quarantine, managing this more contagious strain of the virus and potentially more dangerous strain of the virus, with very little support from him. I say to Scott Morrison, look at your job description. And in your job description, there is quarantine. Australia's borders.
Australia has recorded its sixth day without any community transmission of coronavirus. It comes as Victoria reopens to travellers from most of Greater Sydney, except the Cumberland local government area. The other Sydney LGAs, as well as Wollongong and the Blue Mountains, have been downgraded to orange zones on Victoria's health alert system. It means people travelling to Victoria from those areas will need to apply for a permit online, get tested for COVID-19 within 72 hours of their arrival, and isolate until they receive a negative result. Overseas, and Donald Trump's second impeachment trial will begin early next month, after Democrats and Republicans reached a compromise on the proposed timeline. The House of Representatives will formally deliver the impeachment charge against Mr. Trump to the chamber late on Monday local time, with initial proceedings scheduled for Tuesday. But opening arguments won't begin until the week of the 8th of February to give the Senate time to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet nominations and consider his COVID-19 relief bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Mr. Trump's trial will be fair.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget. We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability. And that is what this trial will provide.
Back home, and three fishermen have drowned after being swept into the surf at Port Kembla, south of Wollongong. Police say a group of people were standing on rocks near an area known as Hill 60 when a large wave knocked them into the water last night. Two of the men's bodies were recovered from the sea by air ambulance service, while the other was found by marine air launch. Acting Superintendent Gordon Dunlop says he doesn't believe it will be the last time police attend a similar scene at that location.
Just a timely warning to everybody. The location that people do fish in, on these outcrops where it's very close to the sea and on a point or a headland, unfortunately the weather does change sometimes and the waves can become quite dangerous for those on the surface of the rocks.
To tennis, and Andy Murray says he's devastated to miss the Australian Open, having failed to find a workable quarantine after recovering from COVID-19. The former men's world number one is out of self-isolation, but couldn't find a solution to the logistical challenge of getting to Australia and then quarantining ahead of the Grand Slam, which starts on the 8th of February. The 33-year-old has been runner-up at the Australian Open five times, but a hip injury has resulted in a number of career setbacks. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 26, very hot and partly cloudy in Adelaide and 41, mostly sunny in Melbourne and 34, partly cloudy in Hobart and 26, hot in Canberra and 38, sunny in Wollongong and 32, similar conditions in Sydney and 33, sunny as well in Newcastle and 35, partly cloudy in Brisbane and 29, much the same in Cairns, 32, and rain and a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.